Okay, we are live on Facebook and it is Friday, which means it's time for Margaritas with Margarita Chang, CFP Pro, where for 15 minutes at happy hour, we help women learn from industry experts how to flex their financial muscles. We know you are going to love today's guest, Vidal Peoples. He's with Strategies for Wealth. And today we are going to talk about how this Black financial planner helps professionals of color tackle unique challenges and reach financial freedom. So I am so excited to hear this conversation. Take it away, Rita.
Well, thank you so much. And I appreciate that warm welcome. And as always, I am so excited. And I'm particularly excited about our guest today, Vidal. So thank you so much for being here with us.
Thank you for inviting me on.
Of course. And I just wanted to give you a major social media shout out for the incredible work you're doing to help professionals of color tackle their challenges. So let's just get to it.
Good.
So how did you enter the financial advice profession?
Well, it happened, I got the first inclination of the business from a friend of mine when I was in grad school. And he goes, you should think about going in financial services. And at the time, I was hotelier. I was working in the hotel business. And that kind of just planted a seed with me. And then the pullback in 2008 started to happen. And it was clear that my objectives weren't in alignment with the hotel owner that I was working with. And so we parted ways. Prior to that, an ex-girlfriend of mine had become a client of Strategies for Wealth, and she gave my name to her advisor as a possible referral. And what this gentleman did for 2 years, he dripped on me every quarter with a touch-in. I told him, listen, I'm still in grad school. I do consider myself an appreciating asset. Just follow up with me, and hopefully, you know, we'll be able to work together. Well, he timed it perfectly when I separated myself from the hotel owner. I say, you know, I've been thinking about doing what you do. I don't know how to go about doing it. And he goes, I'll help you. You know, I'm going to introduce you to a guy. If he likes you, you'll know right away. If he doesn't like you, you'll also know right away. But if he does accept you, you're going to be in an institution that I consider the Ivy League of doing what we do. Everything else is community college. So I liked that. And 2 minutes later, the email introduction went off. 2 days later, the gentleman's admin called me. And 1 week later, I walked into the firm for my interview. 1 month later, I walked into the agency again, not knowing how to spell IRA. And that's been almost 11 years.
Well, congratulations. And I absolutely love how you came from hospitality because we put people at ease. So, we connected because of the work that you are doing and how it was featured and profiled in Investment News. What are, now I know it's only 15 minutes, we could have a whole series on this, but what are some of the unique financial challenges that professionals of color experience?
Well, you know, what I come across is they usually have great educational pedigree. They have good currency, but they don't have the time, patience, or inclination to do what I would do with them after meeting the demands of their day, the demands of their bosses, their loved ones, their significant others. So my job is essentially just help them manage their behavior, put cash flow under management, make sure they're saving, and make sure that they understand that I'm here to manage the background program of their world, which is the 17 interconnected domains of a person's balance sheet.
I love it. It is obvious to me that you have passion for what you do. But what do you enjoy most about the work you do and the relationships?
You know, I knew you were going to ask me that question. I pondered that a lot. First off, coming from the hotel business where my schedule wasn't my own, having the freedom to make my own schedule, see my own clients, not have to put in a time off for vacation is something that's very intoxicating for me. But when it comes to my clients, it's just seeing them, you know, this is where we started, the mile marker, point A. This is what you share with me of where you want to go. This is the resources that you have and being able to co-create a plan for them that they can grow into and see, you know, attainable results. Like, you know, I have one client who just closed on a home. She didn't think that was ever going to be possible. And she's a high income earner. So little nuggets like that, but also more importantly, just being favorably introduced on a powerful basis to people that they know, love, and trust because they feel I've done them a great service and I'm doing right by them.
Amazing. And I know this question can be kind of hard, but I always ask this. You transitioned to the financial advice profession. You are pursuing RICP. What myths and misconceptions persist about the financial advice profession that you've experienced?
Well, I think one that has been more prevalent of late is the fee versus no fee. I'm getting better or objective advice from a fee-based advisor versus someone who is a no-fee advisor that derives their income from commissions. I don't know if my best interests will be served. You know, I see myself as helping clients create efficiencies in their financial world. And, you know, one of the inefficiencies that I would determine would be paying someone for financial advice. You know, the carrot on the stick for me is to be so ingratiated into their world, earn their trust so I can be powerfully introduced on a favorable basis to other people who may need that. Not only that, you know, I mean, my record, my track record is publicly available via my U4. So, you know, I really want to give my clients my all. Like I said, I've come up quite a bit with fee versus no fee. I'm a no fee advisor. And I think that little myth about I can get more objective advice from a fee-based advisor is something that I would look to dispel. That's one of the things.
Well, you have more time. Is there another one that you'd like to dispel?
The distinction between investing and trading, you know, with the democratization of investing, with some of the robo apps and some of the apps that now allow people to put money in the market. Just helping them understand that, you know, that element is only one sliver of planning, right? Investment, asset allocation. We have to look at the total ecology of their financial world. So it isn't a panacea to solve all of their financial problems, their planning issues. So dealing with that. And another one is when I get done with this, I'll do that. Meaning, you know, when I pay off all my student loans or when I save X, it's like, you know, we have to find financial balance to allow you to do both, because for most of us, the unrenewable resource that we have is time, and time is the greatest incubator of wealth. So I have to meet clients where they are and get them to do something sooner rather than later.
I love it. And I'm so glad we gave you time to dispel those other myths. I think it's really important for listeners and viewers to know that there is a difference between planning, investing, trading, and speculating. Yep. So as we wind down, what are some pearls of wisdom you can share with our listeners and viewers, like nuggets of advice?
You know, start as soon as you can doing what you can. Be a conscious consumer and an unconscious saver. And just spend time in the market versus trying to time the market and really find that right fit, someone who can guide you down your path. Our job is to meet our clients where they are and grow with them.
Awesome. So how can we follow you and learn more about your work?
Well, I have a very active presence on LinkedIn. So if you want to link with me on my LinkedIn page, Vidal Peoples, my firm, Strategies for Wealth, won't glean much information there, but I would say the best way would be to connect with me on LinkedIn.
Well, thank you so much for tuning in with us today for Margaritas with Margarita, Vidal. And I think that we also, before we send you off, you made a special drink. So you want to show us your drink?
I do. It's Friday.
Right. It's Friday. And cheers to you. Back to you, Hope.
Well, thank you, Rita. Thank you, Vidal. That was great. And we know that there's a world more of information that you have to share with everyone. So we'll be in touch with you again for sure. Rita, tell us about next week's guest, Jack Halpern from myelder.com.
You definitely don't want to miss this one. I know I say that every week, but I mean it. I love all of our guests. Jack Halpern is the lovely spouse of Claudine Halpern, and she talked about elder care. So we're going to learn more about elder care.
Excellent. A critically important topic, just like what you're talking about, Vidal. So cheers to you. Cheers to you, Margarita. You look magnificent. Tell why you're all dolled up so that our viewers can know exactly what you're doing today, aside from the show.
Well, Vidal, I just want to apologize because I was just in time, Margarita. Usually I log in 15 minutes before, but I did have a photo shoot with the New York Times for a piece we are doing on retirement income, retirement, and inflation.
Well, that's great. A worthy cause to be late for.
All right, everyone. Thanks for watching us live on Facebook. Check in for all of our episodes on margaritacheng.tv on YouTube. And we will talk to you next Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern. Have a great weekend.